That was verse 7 out of the Ashtakam. I'm going to speak briefly about the final verse here. Trinikritya jagat sarvam rajate sakalo pari
charanam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave special honor to straw, chin, by saying that a devotee should feel oneself more insignificant than blade of grass or straw. Dinabandhu in Vrindavan, when describing that verse of Shikshastakam, Trinadapi Sunichena, makes a very nice point. It can be translated as a blade of grass, but when a blade of grass is cut, it becomes straw. And a blade of grass isn't considered very significant. When you step on the blade of grass, it goes down. But after some time, back up again. But straw stays down. And Mahaprabhu's advice is that one should become more humble than that, always feeling oneself insignificant, like a piece of straw. This verse is saying the whole universe is made to seem insignificant, like a piece of straw. Jagat sarvam, the whole, you name it. The second verse of this Kevalastakam, Abrahma, from the topmost in this universe, Lord Brahma, Abrahma stamba paryantam, down to a clump of grass. All our maya, illusory energy. So what's significant about the illusory energy? Satyam, satyam, param satyam, in that same verse. Truth as opposed to illusion. Sat and asat. The holy name is Sat. Not only Sat, it's Chidananda Mayam. It's fully spiritual energy, fully spiritual potency, full of consciousness and divine ecstasy. Satchidananda is the holy name. And Shuddham, supremely pure. What's the remedy for something that's impure, like the contaminated consciousness of the soul? The remedy is bringing it in contact with something that's pure. What if our consciousness is very contaminated? You need something very pure. Supremely pure. It's common sense. That which is supremely pure in contact with the impure becomes pure. Our consciousness, since the holy name is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy, what happens when you contact it? One becomes, just as Madhuhari Prabhu was explaining, happy on the spiritual platform that is unendingly happy. Unendingly. It's something that every soul hankers for, and unendingly happy. What is that happiness that has a beginning and an end? It's a disappointment. I was thinking about this, the jack-in-the-box example. I remember when the jack-in-the-box broke. We were disappointed. We liked, you know, like little kids, you press the thing, and so when it stopped doing it, we were unhappy. Well, the material energy won't disappoint us like that. It'll continue doing that forever. It doesn't break. But it doesn't bring Sat Chit Ananda. It doesn't bring Shuddha Sattva. But the holy name does. That which we're actually, the happiness that we're actually hankering for, is accessible. And Mahaprabhu explains, the holy name is so kind. Krishna is so kind, he's made millions of names. Krishna and Govinda, etc. So many names. And in each and every one of his names, all of his spiritual potencies are invested. That's a lot of potency. Think of something that's very, very powerful, like the sun. It's powering the whole universe. And how long does it last? Long time. But even the sun burns out at the end of the universe. And what is that sun? It's a spark of the splendor. Krishna says it in Bhagavad Gita. It's but a spark of his splendor. And what is his splendor? It's his energy. And what about, he's the energetic. And everything of the spiritual and material world is invested in each one of the holy names. It makes anything so-called attractive of this world insignificant. Rajate sakalo pari. It splendorously reigns supreme over all. This is the celebration of this poet who is writing about the glories of the holy name. It's something like the description of the Srimad Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva. Or that literature, no, excuse me, by Maharaj Parikshit, when he's hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's appreciating, it's so wonderful. Who would want any other literature at all? And the holy name is so wonderful, who would want any process outside of this or beyond this? Well, there's nothing beyond it. Everything is within it. Everything is within it. The holy name is everything. So those of you that are part of our Chicago congregation, first of all, I'd like to thank those of you that came from other places. There are some devotees enthusiastic to take part in this festival of the holy name that have come from distant places, and we're very happy to have you with us. Those of you that are from the Chicago congregation, mark it in your calendar this year, the 4th of July weekend. Come and participate with us for the Festival of the Holy Name, an annual event. And tomorrow, the Independence Day, we're declaring our dependence on the Holy Name. We'll be assembling here early in the morning for Mangal Aarti and chant through the whole morning, and have some sharing at the end of what those experiences were for those who absorbed themselves in chanting. So, come and join us. Even if you have not had the experience of chanting on a regular basis, or even ever, I'll share this with you. Not this year, but last year, I was in Seattle for just same thing. A Friday, Saturday. Friday was preparing and Saturday was 64 rounds. And some people that came, they were sharing on the end. It's on Sunday morning. And the first lady that wanted to share had her hand up right away. And she said, I've never chanted before in my life. I didn't even know how to hold beads. I didn't know how to put my hand in a bead bag. I came because my husband wanted to come. And I have this small lap child, and I thought, what am I going to do? I'll just take care of my child and be here to support my husband. But my child fell asleep when you all were chanting, and I thought, I'll try. No harm. But someone showed me how to put the beads on my hand. I chanted, and I chanted 16 rounds. And it felt good. So I thought, maybe you'll try another 16 rounds. And I chanted another 16 rounds. And it was real easy. It was really nice. So I thought, maybe I'll chant more. And then my child woke up and that was it. But it was, I just wanted to share that with everyone. Just being in the company of all of these nice devotees who were chanting so enthusiastically, and the vibration was so strong. It just carried me. And then another person, it was her husband. I'd never met them before. He said, I'd like to share too. She came because of me, I'm the husband. And I chant sometimes, you know, maybe one round. Maybe I don't chant at all. I'm really busy. I do my IT work. I'm really, like, you know, absorbed in that. But I thought, yeah, this is a good thing. I'll come to this little japa retreat and try it. He said it was amazing. I chanted 64 rounds. I didn't come here thinking I'm going to chant 64 rounds, but it was easy. And I loved it, and I'm so grateful to those who are Bhakti Riksha group leader and the cooks and everyone making it so nice, and I'm so happy. And it just went like that. The regular devotees didn't even get a chance to share anything. All the new people were. So if you're a new person, don't think, oh, this isn't for me. This is for those other people. This is for everyone. For everyone. Come and join us. Carve out some part of your Independence Day's holiday tomorrow. Same location, different time, morning time. At whatever time you can, we'll give you a set of beads to chant on. If you have your own, you bring your own. And chant the holy name with everyone. It's an invitation. We'll provide a red carpet for you to, like, make you feel very welcome. And a kirtan just like we're going to have now at the end, and give you a nice prasadam, and off you go, and declare your dependence on Krishna's holy name, and experience that Chidanandamaya Shuddham Harir Nam Eva Kevalam. We invite you all to come. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Hari Nam Sankirtan ki Gaur Pemanandi Hari 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 Hari